It's day six, mile six of our journey through the Grand Canyon together. As we start off this day with some worship, I just want to read this psalm over us. This is Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. And I love how the Message version of the Bible says it. It says, "Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting."
Dry bones awaken.
Man, what a great time of worship. Now we're going to hear from Pastors Parker and Jess Manuel. Parker and Jess moved to Boulder, Colorado in the summer of 2017 to plant Pinewood Church. The mission is to create a church in downtown Boulder that would be home to all ages and represent the diversity of the beautiful city. They've been married for 13 years and have 5 kids together. They have a beautiful story and encouragement for us today, so let's take a listen.
How should we respond when faced with trials and suffering? Where do we turn? Where do we look for answers, comfort, or even hope? The reality is, if you look around, there are so many people that are also looking for these answers. You're not alone. We're all waiting in some way, in some season, on God. When I was thinking of a story of waiting on God, the reality is I have so many stories because I feel like most of life, if you're a believer, is a season of waiting. And some seasons are harder than others. Some seem more simple maybe, and some more challenging or difficult to walk through. I remember one of the more challenging seasons that I walked through when my dad had cancer. I felt like every day was waiting on God in a different way. Some days I was waiting on him just to show up as a comforter. Some days I was waiting for the miracle that we were praying that my dad would receive a cure from his cancer. And through these different seasons of waiting, what I found in the process was what he was wanting me to wait was less of an outcome and more for a spiritual breakthrough. In James 1:12, it says this, "Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." If you've been walking with Jesus maybe for a few weeks, a few months, a few years, I think we can all agree that we would love for it to be said of us that we were blessed because we endured trials. So today we want to just offer some encouragement to you as people who have walked the journey of waiting many times in our journey and our stories. And we want to offer some encouragement to you straight from James chapter 5 and just talk through where to look in times of suffering.
James chapter 5 verse 7 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord's coming." One place that I would say we should start looking is to look up, not side to side, not down, not behind you, not at your phone, but to look up, to look to God, and have patience. Patience is not as much waiting on your desired outcome as much as it is being faithful until he comes, looking to him. In other words, James is telling the reader, as you endure suffering and trials, wait on the Lord. This isn't talking about building a business. This isn't lace up your bootstraps. Here, James is referring to the hard times, the storms of life, the moments when things aren't going your way. As you look ahead, as you look up, you're fixing your gaze on someone bigger than your circumstance. Maybe you've heard the saying before, you can't see the forest through the trees. This means that you're so fixated on your circumstances that you can't see the bigger story. For many, we can't see the Savior through our suffering. We become so unaware of what God is doing in us or what he wants to do in us because we're worried about our circumstances or we're worried about the suffering around us. Maybe you aren't in a deep state of suffering or trials. Could be that you are really just confused about why you are where you are, and you feel like you're in a period of waiting and needing to be patient. You feel like you're in a waiting season. I've been there before many, many times in my life as well. I remember even graduating from Bible college, wanting to get into ministry, wanting to preach and pastor, do mission work. And I ended up working a job at Bass Pro Shops in retail in the camping department. And then also getting another job, third shift stocking shelves in the freezer department at Walmart, while also doing part-time music, part-time handyman. I was working all of these odd jobs. And I remember so many of those moments thinking, this is not what I had planned. What am I doing here? Surely there's got to be purpose in all of this. And this wasn't a season of suffering, but it was definitely a season of waiting. And I remember so many times in those moments, God just would tell me that I have you exactly where I want you. Stay present. Keep your focus on me. There's a bigger story of what I want to do through you. But my question is, what suffering are you going through right now? Or what do you feel like you're waiting on that's consuming you? This could be an unanswered questions, fear of the unknown future. Could be relationships that are around you that are hurting you, financial burdens or crisis. What if God is telling you today, be patient and look up? There's a bigger story than what you can currently see.
You may be in a waiting season now of something. Maybe it's simple or small. Maybe it's heavy. Maybe it's suffering. But the reality is, once you're through this waiting season, there's going to be more waiting seasons in your journey. So if we just keep looking and waiting to get through our circumstance, then we're going to just be waiting through our circumstance till we see Jesus face to face. And so what I think for you, no matter where you are today, is just this encouragement to look forward. James 5:11 says, see, we count as blessed those who have endured. You have heard of Job's endurance and have seen the outcome that the Lord brought about, and the Lord is compassionate and merciful. When you're in these seasons of waiting, it's very important that you're surrounding yourself with stories of endurance and stories of encouragement, stories like Job's or stories of your friends who have been in those waiting seasons. And you're surrounding yourself with that encouragement. Like I said, we're going to keep going through these different waiting seasons. And I think it's important that we're looking to heaven as our home, that this is not our home. And when we look to Jesus as our reward, we are able to look forward with hope. So we look forward with hope, knowing that the Lord is compassionate and merciful. So my final encouragement to you is this. If you're suffering, if you're experiencing a challenge, a difficult season, don't look around, don't look inward, but look to God. And as you look to Him, you're going to be encouraged by the hope that He brings to you. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration, plans for your well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
And I want to conclude with a really practical next step, and that is prayer. Concluding just the next verse over in James chapter 5 and verses 13 through 16, I want to end our time by reading this passage to you and then praying over you. This is what it says in James 5:13. It says, is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone cheerful? He should sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. God, I thank you so much for everyone listening and the journey that they are on to know you more. God, I pray for anyone that is hurting, suffering, feeling broken, feeling like they're just in the middle of a long waiting season. God, first, I just want to pray that they look to you, that they look up, that they don't become so consumed, overwhelmed by their circumstances, that they forget to look up and see you. God, I pray that you would lift their perspective, that they would have a bigger view of what you are doing in their present reality, and that in that view, you would bring them comfort, you would bring them peace, and that you would bring them hope. And God, I pray right now as they look forward to the future, that they just know that you have a beautiful plan and a purpose for their life, that they're not an accident, but that you brought them onto this earth for a purpose, a big purpose, and that you have big plans for their lives. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You come. Jesus, we come before you. We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us. Even in the waiting, even in the confusion and the questions, you never leave us. You are worthy of our trust and our worship in the midst of these circumstances we face. God, we need you and we love you. Amen. Know that God is with you as you face today. Try to take some moments throughout your day just to recognize God's presence with you and thank Him for it. And we will see you tomorrow for day 7.